Acts chapter 16, the Spirit suffered them not. Verse 6 and verse 7. Now when they had gone throughout Phrygia and the region of Galatia and were forbidden of the Holy Ghost to preach the word in Asia, and after they come to Mysia, they arrived to go into Bithynia, but the Spirit suffered them not. Now, that's what I've called the Spirit suffered them not. And I want you to note here, they were forbidden of the Holy Ghost to preach the word in Asia. Now you get that, forbidden of the Holy Ghost. And then, of course, the Spirit suffered them not. Now you compare that to the so-called Great Commission. You know, oh, we've got to go out and we've got to do this. And so they carte blanche will take a verse out of the Bible and they'll use it for their whole mantra. And they'll use it for their denomination. They'll use it for the rest of their life. Or even preaching all over America. Now, Peter had spoken in the previous chapter how another issue that the apostles had, disciples had. He said, it seemed good to the Holy Ghost and to us. And they were discussing an issue. And so I like that kind of conversation. I understand that type of conversation. I'm having a conversation. Well, it seemed good to the Holy Ghost. You know, you try that type of conversation about around a religious person today, you see. That brethren, see, they have a working relationship with God. When, how, where? That's God. When, how, where? And I've met so few in this walk that have any idea of that. Of a working relationship with God. With the Holy Ghost of God. With the Holy Spirit of God. Now, he may not have you do what Peter did any more than Peter did what Paul did. Peter said, you remember, he said, man, Paul's kind of hard to understand. He said, his writing's hard to be understood. Have you heard? Maybe you think I'm like that. I don't know. But I've heard preachers like that. And some of those preachers, she understood and I didn't. And some of the guys I like, I understood and she didn't. Have you ever encountered an experience with God that you couldn't even explain to someone? Unexplainable. Just you and the Holy Ghost. It's otherworldly. Because if you've never had anything like that, I doubt your conversion experience. How could you have a conversion experience and not have a working, living relationship with the Holy Ghost of God? You know, the intellectual preachers like MacArthur and Washer and those guys and many, many more, they've removed the mysticism, for lack of a better word, with God. They've taken that out of the lexicon, you see. They've removed the supernatural from even the blood atonement. Conversion's supernatural. I don't care what you think, conversion's supernatural. The Holy Ghost is supernatural. Jeff and I were just talking. Spirits. He said, I think there's spirits. Yeah, there's spirits involved. You know, Tozer, A.W. Tozer was vilified because he read what's called the mystics. There was a group of people some years ago, and they classified those people as mystics because they professed to have supernatural experiences with God. Those who not only believed, but professed the supernatural abilities of God through the Holy Ghost. Like a Fenelon. I don't know if you've ever read Fenelon. I recommend that you do. You remember the sign guy that we call him, the sign guy, the very religious so-called people that walk around with the signs in our local area. He attacked me because of Fenelon. And he attacked me because I'd read there's a book about a mystic named Brother Lawrence. because they were mystics, because they had supernatural experiences with God. Perhaps I'm a mystic. I would doubt a child of God that isn't. You know, you remember and throughout the book of Acts, they'd meet these guys. We've not even heard there be a Holy Ghost. I always liked that phrase in the Bible. Holy Ghost? What's that? You see, it must be Baptist. But the Bible says, as many as were led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Now you try that without mysticism. How may one traverse daily life without communion? One that professes, one that's a son of God, traverse daily life without a working relationship with the Holy Ghost of God, without communion with the Holy Ghost of God. Jeff recently gave me an example. He had gotten yoked up with a fella. He wasn't like us. You see. And so he found himself unequally yoked. I mean, I've been there. I get it, you see. And I'm certain that most of us, we enter in on such relationships on a regular basis. Unequally yoked. You with your supervisor. Unequally yoked. You don't necessarily have a choice, but you're unequally yoked. You're not traveling at that speed. You're not on that frequency, you see. Operating outside one's gifts can certainly lead to that. I'm living proof. I like to say, stay in your lane. Stay in your territory. Your language, your nation, your nationality, your tribe, your kind. The Bible says God separated those people like that. He set up the boundaries of their habitations. Look at the fruit of crossing those boundaries. Unless otherwise directed by the Holy Ghost, which is what happened in our text. No, don't go over there. Well, wait a minute. They haven't heard. Don't go over there. Don't go there. You see. And you'll be glad you did if you listen to the Holy Ghost. You want confusion? We've got it today, don't we? Mix. Just look at, you know, what started as guessing race and nationality has now become guessing gender? Do you see the confusion? Guessing gender? God help us. And He will if we stay in our lane. Look at the lives of those two boys over Prince William and Prince Harry. Look at their lives. I want you to look at their lives. I'm not telling you to be like them. I don't know what. But look at their family. Always family. Always look at families. Told a fellow this week, if you can't rule your family, you can't rule things of God. I've told men that for years. If you can't rule your home, I don't want you running my Burger King. Because my Burger King's going to end up like your home. That's just the way it is. So you see, William and Harry, you could rest your case right there. One of them's unequally yoked. How's that working out for him? The point of this word is your personal relationship with the Holy Ghost. Christ in you, your personal relationship with God. Jesus said He'd leave you with such if you're His. That's what He said. Now, there are some things that do not qualify as that. Do you know knowledge of the Bible? That's not a personal relationship with the Holy Ghost. Man, I've known a lot of people with knowledge of the Bible. More knowledge of the Bible than I've got. Wonderful works. That's That doesn't guarantee a personal relationship with the Holy Ghost. Not even casting out devils. Calling him Lord? Nope. That's not a personal relationship with the Holy Ghost. Long prayers, pious behavior, certain way that you dress or don't dress. Remember the rich man and Lazarus? The rich man's probably like us. We're rich men. And Lazarus laying out there with sores all over his body and the dogs are licking him. And the rich man's in hell. Lazarus is in paradise. Pilate. I'm sure he's a very smart guy. I don't think he got where he was by being a dummy. And yet, as they say, he's still rubbing his hands in hell. While that cussing, smelly fisherman, Peter, is in heaven. Don't go to Asia. Wait a minute, what about the Great Commission? Don't go to Asia. Herod could orate so well. They go, it's a god. It's not a man. It's a god. And the worms ate him. Saul. You know why they picked Saul in the Old Testament?
He's the biggest.
Yeah, he's tallest. When I went in the military, we had to have a dorm chief. Got a whole bunch of guys in there. I don't know, whatever many of us there were. It was more than 10. It was, I guess, 30, 40, 50. So, immediately, they got to have a dorm chief. This guy doesn't know any of us. Who's he pick? Biggest. He's biggest. You take care of it. Okay? You know? Big and tall and strong. He lost his kingdom to a man that committed fornication, adultery, and murder. And yet he was a man after God's own heart, not because of those things. You see? So you can't have these preconceived notions. Look at why they wanted to stone Paul and why they crucified Christ. Think about it. Really. That's really what happened, you see? And what about David's son, Solomon? You know what Solomon means in the Hebrew tongue? Y'all know? Beloved of God. Had 1,000 wives. The Baptist wouldn't have me. I saw child molesters and sodomites in the pulpits, but the Baptist wouldn't have me. In a certain vindicative way, I feel privileged. Probably a good thing. The difference? What's the difference? The message, the Holy Ghost. That's the difference. You say, well, this guy messed up. Yeah. Yeah, me too. But you know, it probably wasn't because I didn't know the Holy Ghost. It was probably because I knew the Holy Ghost. Remember the little thing I sent out this week? I sent it out again this morning to some more folks. You know? About being stupid. All things happen for a reason, and usually because of something stupid that I did. The Comforter. The Holy Ghost. The Spirit of God. The unction, the gift. Are we not told in 1 John to try the spirits? Of course we are. Well, how can you try what you don't know? Are you even familiar with spirits? Not single bald. The spirits. Have you even experienced such? I have. More than I care to mention. Oh boy, I'm going to get in trouble. Especially in women. Especially in women. Because they're the most susceptible to spirits. Hear me. Holy or otherwise. They are much more sponge than a man. they'll absorb whatever it is they're into. Women. Remember first mention. Always first mention. And the woman saw. Game over. Here we are. And then Adam ate, and the spirit of fear came upon us. It overtook them. They were scared. They hid from God. They were naked. Who told you you were naked? So what do the entertainers and the harlots do today? You ever read the news? Of course, we have this news that now is on the internet. You ever see that? You see the pictures? They got better pictures on the news than what in my day you had to pay $3 to get one of those magazines. That's a lot of money. And they hid them behind the counter in brown paper. And now the picture's in the news. And they're in public. They're going out in public like that, showing their bodies. The statues in Rome. The paintings, the Renaissance paintings, they're all naked. Do you ever think about that? They're all naked. See? We're naked. No fear of God before their eyes. No spirit. What's the beginning of understanding? Fear of God. But there was Adam and Eve. And you know why they were scared? They knew God. You know why I'm scared? Not a man. I know God. Do you? Are you naked before Him? This doesn't just involve clothes. There was much more to it. If He's in you, it involves all that you do. How glorious, what a blessing, what a supernatural thing to possess a living, working relationship with God, the Holy Ghost of God, God in you, Christ in you, a new creature. Know ye not your own self, that Christ be in you? Know ye not your own self? I'm afraid most would have to say, we've not even heard there be a Holy Ghost. Know ye not your own self?